You can smell the market before you can see it. Sausages, potato pancakes, nuts and pastries, and of course, the market's signature Glühwein, a heated mulled holiday wine popular in many German-speaking countries. CJ and Victor Rowe, in town from Palatine, for a concert, took full advantage of the options.
It's just bringing the little cups that you get with the cider in it, hot chocolate. I've had about every sampling of the food, so.
She loves gingerbread.
Well, yeah, eating. That has been the biggest part.
The food.
John, one of the vendors with the German Grill, filled me in on some of the history of the market.
I work for a guy named Hardy Pilk. He's from East Germany, and this started after the wall came down about 22, 23 years ago. Our mayor, Richard Daley, invited the Germans to come here and set up a market.
And the Germans took that very seriously. While the market now incorporates many other cultures, it has remained true to its German roots. Take the name, for example.
Hi, I'm the Christkind. The Christkind is the namesake of the Christkindl market, and it's also the German Santa Claus who brings presents to their kids on Christmas Eve. Yeah, this is actually our very authentic German holiday outdoor traditional market with all the traditional German food and also a lot of handmade gifts.
Many of the vendors come directly from the countries they're representing, and German vendors are not hard to find. Armin Zimmerhofer works for Fehrenbach Black Forest Cuckoo Clocks.
All of the clocks are from Germany, and we're here for 14 years now. It's on the big clocks you're gonna work up to 2 weeks. And on the smaller one takes maybe a day, maybe two. It's all hand-carved and hand-painted out of maple wood.
The Daily Plaza Christkindl Market has been open since November 17th and will run until Christmas Eve. There is now a Christkindl Market in Naperville, also open until Christmas Eve, and one at Wrigley running until December 31st. For Medium Walkie, I'm Henry Morgan.